This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there tonight working on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and thank you for everything you do. Now, to the folks that want to follow us on Facebook or Twitter, here's what you do. The official Captain's America Third Watch page on Facebook. Twitter is at Captain's America. And, of course, don't forget to check out the all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you will be able to click on a link and hear our latest show. Every 4 hours, it's a loop. It keeps playing it over and over again all day long until the next live show, and we're heard live there right now on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. And, Denise, we were talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. You wrote a very detailed article, the fact that it was subpoenaed in 2019 for an FBI money laundering probe. I can't wait to hear how that gets addressed tonight in the debate.
And the other key part of that is the D, it's marked 272, which means money laundering. The letter D behind that means transnational. So that means obviously international. Now, I had to do a little bit of work last night to kind of make sure that what was being reported was enough. And this actually comes from the irony of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from the Patriot Act.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's lots of interesting items in there. And, of course, it was anything that was $10,000 or over. So the fact that it's coded that way, because 272 can mean money laundering, but if it has another letter behind it, it could be money laundering by drugs or, you know, some other means. So they do have distinctions in there.
Mm-hmm.
So and this is fascinating because this is early December, very early December, or maybe going back to November, because remember the Mr. Isaacs, the computer repair guy,
right?
He received a subpoena on December the 9th. So the FBI had knowledge of all of this prior to December the 9th. The other thing is that you can't open a case without some kind of what they call predicate, meaning that you have enough evidence from other means to open the investigation and issue the subpoena. You have to have a reason. You have to show proof of why you want the subpoena in the first place.
Uh-huh.
So this tells us that the FBI has other stuff prior to just having the laptop.
Okay. Now, Amy Coney Barrett, Judge Barrett, is going to be confirmed by the Senate Judiciary Committee, I believe on Monday, but none of the Democrats will be there for the Judiciary Committee vote, right?
That was predictable, wasn't it?
Sure, but Charlie Schumer's going to make a big deal out of it, which is a bunch of nonsense, because Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer, which is what the president likes to call him to his face, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, is just a joke, a political joke, and again, he's another one of these people that's got to go.
Okay, well, how are you going to make that happen?
Well, we're going to have to try to wake up some people in New York City, which, by the way, the blue wave that's coming, I've told you this, especially out of New York and the other cities where they've defunded the police, $1 billion in New York City, it's going to backlash and bite the Democrats squarely in the butt on November the 3rd.
Well, I don't think he's up for re-election.
He's not, but there's other politicians that are.
Right, so,
yep. So it's going to hurt.
It doesn't touch him.
No, it's going to hurt him. And again, by the way, there's a black, stockbroker, I think is who it is, a very influential black stockbroker who's going to run for mayor against de Blasio. And I'm not sure if de Blasio can run again or can he.
I have no idea. I don't pay that kind of attention to it, so I can't.
Okay, well, let's talk about something we can talk about. Coming up Friday in the Villages at 4:30 p.m., President Donald J. Trump comes to the Villages. He'll be there 4:30 p.m. at the Polo Club at the Villages. That's going to be a big deal on Friday for the folks around that area.
Okay.
We'll see all the golf carts pulled in there. Want to bet? 30,000 people and there'll be 20,000 golf carts there.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden has also come out and made a comment to Rudy. He said, "You're getting nothing but garbage from Rudy Giuliani, Trump's henchman. This garbage." That's what his comment was yesterday.
Yeah. Ron Williams is saying the same thing. I mean, they all are, so it is what it is.
They ain't got nothing. And by the way, nobody's debunking or saying that it's not true. Nobody. Not the Biden family, not anybody. They're just saying it's garbage. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, we do have some international news to talk about here. We'll get into that when we come back. MS-13's in the news for an interesting story. New weapons for Taiwan. Oh, yeah, $1.7 billion worth. We'll see how that works out. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And let me tell you about Balance of Nature. First of all, they have a lot of wellness products. And you can go to their website, BalanceofNature.com, take a look at what they have to offer, and save 35% on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, I choose to use a product called Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, which I've got a bottle of each for Denise, which I got to get to her because they sent them to me, not her. Don't know why. But anyway, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I want you to check out the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. It'll definitely give you a little bit more perk. It'll give you some pep in your step that you haven't had, and away you go. Now, all you got to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you'll save 35% on whatever it is you want to order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. I got a question for you. With all this stuff going on with the laptop computer and Hunter Biden and what we're finding out about the big guy, which we know is Donald Trump and Joe Biden and all that stuff, I believe Joe Biden's been compromised, and I think the president should bring that up in his debate tonight. What say you?
Well, I actually don't. I think he ought to let the laptop thing stand on its own. He may want to make a small reference to it, but I would not make a big deal out of the laptop at all. But I will say this. Let's remember, again, we have to kind of go back to space and time, because Sally Yates, who was the acting attorney general at one point, went over to the White House, and because of this dossier had told in all these discussions, they got a security briefing that Trump could be compromised. Well, this one's much bigger because this one's real and the dossier wasn't. So the question then becomes, has Joe Biden had a security briefing by anybody? And was he told that he could be compromised? Now, let's also say what the Democrats are doing. They're saying that this has got nothing to do with Joe Biden. If anything, it's just only his son. Well, hold on here, because we have a short memory if we don't remember General Flynn.
Yeah.
Because General Flynn took up, you know, made some decisions for the sake of his own son.
Mm-hmm.
So I invite your listeners to apply some strategic thinking to all things laptop.
Mm. Okay. And I will say this. Laptop is not over with. Now, Dick Morris, who likes to talk, was on Newsmax TV yesterday, and he made a statement, a bold statement. He said the Biden email scandal is much worse than Hillary Clinton's in 2016.
Well, I don't know what his frame of reference is, but I couldn't necessarily agree with that. But if I remember correctly, is there not a Bo Biden Foundation?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we tend to, we all went down the Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation, so we might want to start poking around into the Bo Biden Foundation. We also might want to look at the nonprofit because of the kinds of salaries that the top executives were getting paid when it came to the cancer thing, when Obama put Biden in charge of the cancer deal, the Biden Cancer Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just, you know, do a little bit of work here and put some more things on the table. And whatever you find, I would say get it out there on social media, if social media will allow you to do that.
Okay. Now, a couple of things are going on around the world here. Number one, the United States is blaming Iran for the spoofed Proud Boys emails, which I saw a copy of. Colonel Jim sent me a copy of what he got, and I see what you got here. And again, this apparently is Iran put this out there?
Well, I don't know what you mean by put it out there. Iran, voter information is readily available online. Okay, it's in the public domain. So you can, you know, sometimes type in somebody's name and you can find out if they're a Democrat or Republican, how they voted and their donations and all this other kind of stuff. So It's not hard to find that information. But Iran was sending out emails and it said Proud Boys, info@officialproudboys.com,
mm-hmm.
subject vote for Trump or else. And then there's metadata ID. But the body of it said we are in possession of all your information, email,
right,
address, telephone, everything. You are currently registered as a Democrat. We know this because we have gained access to the entire voting infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You will vote for Trump on Election Day or we will come after you. Change your party affiliation to Republican and let us know you received our message and will comply. We will know which candidate you voted for. I would take this seriously if I were you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what DNI, John Ratcliffe, and FBI Director Christopher Wray had their 7:30 at night public presser on. Now, this is what Iran was doing. We don't specifically know what Russia was doing, except that I think theirs was more on the propaganda piece than it was on any kind of real email. So, now there's some that are kind of laughing and saying that this really didn't happen, and one of those is Tucker Carlson. He's not taking any of this very seriously. He kind of laughed it off last night.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've just given you a sample in my article, of what the email looked like.
Now, we also found out yesterday, or sometime yesterday, that the Trump special envoy, Richard Grenell, a former DNI acting director and the ambassador to Germany, tried to secretly negotiate with Maduro to get him out of office, and that didn't exactly work.
Well, there's lots of this that's going on. A lot of people don't know this, but there's a fellow that worked very, very closely, came out of Congress, and he worked very, very closely with Devin Nunes, which produced the Nunes memo over Russiagate. From there, he went to work over at DNI, and he actually guided Rick Grenell on the documents to declassify. Well, Cash Patel was on part of an envoy to work very hard at releasing Americans that are being detained mm-hmm. in Syria. One of them, of course, is Austin Tice. And so he was part of that envoy earlier this year. So the point is the Trump administration is doing an awful lot of work behind the scenes mm-hmm. that is not in the public domain. And sometimes you can't really put it out there, otherwise it could hurt or damage what, you know, processes are in place or, you know, whatever missions mm-hmm. that they're working on. But it is significant that, you know, we have all kinds of Americans that are detained in crazy places, most of which are in Syria, and working very hard to get them released. Trump has had some success on having some Americans released. And, you know, I think we've had a couple of attempts to trying to get Maduro out, pay him money. We won't charge him for this. We won't bring him up to the International Criminal Court and all these kinds of things. And he's just not leaving. Well, the forces on the Maduro thing are just not Maduro, because he is clearly being supported by Cuba, Iran, and Russia at a minimum.
Okie dokie. Here comes the music. We'll have to let you go. Talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Enjoy your day, and don't stay too long on top of the mountaintop. All righty. Denise Simon, that's a little joke because her house is the highest point, I believe, in the area up there where she lives, overlooking Lake Tarpaul. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in North Carolina tonight on the eve of the second and final debate before Election Day. His chief of staff, Mark Meadows, appeared on Fox News and spoke about the latest talks
regarding the COVID relief package.
Advancing this negotiation further and further to Nancy Pelosi's side of the ledger, when you look at $1.9 trillion, is Nancy Pelosi really going to tell the American people that I'm not going to send that relief to you just for political reasons? And I don't think our chances get better after election.
The CDC held a press conference Wednesday to discuss the latest on COVID-19. Jay Butler had the latest numbers.
The past week, we've seen nearly 60,000 cases a day on average, as well as 700 deaths. And we're also seeing cases increase in really all parts of the country, in the Midwest particularly, likely in part because people are moving indoors with the arrival of cooler temperatures.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy will be here at, an hour from now. You'll be able to hear him. So get your questions ready for him, and he'd be happy to answer them. But right now, let's hear about the National Aviation Academy and what they can do for you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to better serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. They have another one that happens to be in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Now, check them out. And here's my suggestion. If you want to find out about what National Aviation Academy can do for you, if you're coming out of the military, especially veterans, if you've got a job, you've got a dead-end job, you're going nowhere, this is your opportunity to jumpstart your career and really light it on fire. I want you to go to NAA.edu, the website again, NAA.edu, or ask to take the tour by calling them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., the one outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. You will find out up close and personal exactly what they're all about. And it'll really help you to see the difference that can happen to your life and your career by becoming an aviation maintenance tech at National Aviation Academy. Now, North Korea is expanding its arsenal. They rolled out a brand new, shiny new, large intercontinental ballistic missile during a nighttime parade earlier this month. Definitely capable of a nuclear warhead. We do know they've got nukes. As far as how many, we continue to guess and speculate at it. North Korea is obviously using that. That's their bargaining chip all the time, that they are a nuclear power, and they are. They may not have a dozen, they may not have 15, whatever, but they've got them. That's all you need to have to be able to take seriously what that lunatic over there, Kim Jong-un, might do if presented the opportunity. Now, a Marine Major General by the name of Stephen Neary was fired this week from his command of Marine Corps Forces Europe and Africa by the Marine Commandant, General David Berger. I don't know any of the particulars behind it, but anytime a Marine Corps commander, especially a two-star general, loses his command, something bad wrong took place somewhere. So we'll keep our eyes and ears open on this to see what's going on. Now, they had a crash in Central California late Tuesday morning that we're just finding out about. A Navy FA-18E Super Hornet crashed. The pilot was okay. He ejected safely, but the plane went down in a remote area. Thank God, no injuries. And Russia has come out and said they would be open to a mutual nuclear warhead freeze with the United States in exchange for extending the last nuclear treaty between Moscow and Washington for at least one full year. We'll see. By the way, the Army has concluded that Specialist Vanessa Gillen's death, allegedly at the hands of another soldier, occurred in the line of duty. Now, that's a designation that gives her next of kin access to full benefits and services. And that only makes sense to my understanding. Democratic senators, by the way, appealed for support of a legislative proposal that would suspend implementation of the Army's new physical fitness test, arguing that the high-profile initiative to improve physical readiness is based on faulty data and could undermine the goal of creating a diverse force. Well, here we go again. Somebody complained that it's either a little too tough or maybe not tough enough, and right away the Army's got to get into whatever it is they got to get into. Okay. Now, Indonesia rejected the United States request to host spy planes. The United States wanted to put the planes there in their territory at a base there, the P-8 Poseidon maritime surveillance planes, so they could land and refuel there. And Indonesia said, nope, not going to happen. Okay, well, guess what? We'll put them somewhere else. And for the third time this year, a Navy destroyer has entered the Barents Sea. And what's becoming a new normal this year, as Navy surface warfare vessels are navigating waters not visited since the height of the Cold War when it comes to the United States and Russia. Also, the Navy reported two new coronavirus cases at its base south of Tokyo as the number of infections within the U.S. military in Japan continues to decline. and that's a good thing. And the U.S. has surged, once again surged, into the Helmand province by adding some more combat troops. And now the Taliban's doing the same. As the Afghan peace talks drag on, with Washington sending mixed signals on troop withdrawals, the Taliban made a violent bid to take control of the Helmand province, while we moved more of our troops in there to work with the Afghani forces that are already there and try to stop that from happening. Now, the Supreme Court of the United States is going to be ruling on the use of Pentagon funds for the border wall. Now, that money's already been spent. The $2.5 billion on the table in an upcoming Supreme Court hearing on the use of Pentagon funds to build the border wall. We'll find out what happens. By that time, I do believe Judge Amy Coney Barrett will be on the Supreme Court when this case comes before them. Also, the Defense Department has been in talks with a handful of Eastern European countries about deploying thousands of soldiers closer to the Russian border. This would be the 2nd Cavalry Regiment we're talking about, according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who said so in his appearance in front of the Atlantic Council. And again, we'll see how all of that goes. By the way, Democratic senators have introduced a bill to constrain the Trump administration from selling the F-35 fighter jets that the United Arab Emirates wants. We'll see how that plays out, too. And did you know there are 181 veterans running for Congress in 162 House and Senate races spread around the country this year? Did you know? That number's an increase from the 173 veteran candidates who won a major political party primary in 2018. And I think that's great. Now, a new nuclear transporting tractor trailer has been tested by launching another semi, or by launching another semi at it using rockets. Now, the test provided data on the safety of the new trailers, which will haul nuclear weapons around the country. I've seen them. I used to see them all the time out on the highway. Funny-looking trucks. They were usually Marmons tractors, and they were all steel re-insulated, like looking at a Brinks truck. Very easy to spot. All kinds of antennas on the roof. Not marked with anything at all. Never stopped at a scale. Just drove on by, always had a plane escort in front, a plane escort behind, and some sort of vehicle flying overhead every now and then. So that's what they do when they move the nuclear weapons in the United States. Okie dokie. We'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. And good morning to you there, Mr. Flip. And yeah, I was in your backyard.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, listening to us up there. And by the way, right about now, she's out there in the horse barn taking care of the horses because they run the Double D Ranch up there, Carrollton, Georgia, just outside of the not very far up the road from our good friends down there listening to us at Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And before I get to my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And guess what? I know somebody that will. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is what you have to have, but Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 on the spot when you replace your windshield with them and tell them I sent you. Tell them the captain sent you, get you a new windshield and $100. And I'm not kidding. I had it happen to me. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You get that $100 on the installation of the windshield. And Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hey, you want to throw a rock up against your windshield?
rather not.
I'm just kidding.
We've all had them come out to our house to fix our windshield at one point, and especially in Florida. You know, the only thing I really didn't like about Florida is all of those irresponsible people putting stuff in the back of their pickup trucks with the stuff flying out of it. That's crazy, just me.
It's not just that. It's the dump trucks that carry, we call them rock haulers, and they don't put the covers over the top, and all of a sudden they start bumping, dropping rocks in the road. That's what happened to me. I got hit with a rock the size of a freaking softball.
Yeah, I mean, that's really dangerous, and they should pay a little bit closer attention. So one thing, they got to go after those guys that do that stuff. It's really dangerous.
All right. Hunter Biden's laptop, we found out yesterday, came out with a code 272, which is the international code for international money laundering by the FBI. This happened in 2019, and we just found out about it yesterday.
Well, listen, all this information coming out, laptops, Joe Biden's desire to make money off China. The question is that the FBI had this laptop for a year. They're not asking questions. I came on your program, I mean, plenty of times, and this is from a while back, saying, listen, the FBI is awful. We need to get rid of the FBI. We need to get rid of the CIA. We need to start over. If Donald Trump loses this election, it's going to come down to the fact that he took a shot at the king, and we all know this from history, and the king being the deep state, and he missed. He missed. Mm-hmm. He didn't do enough to go after the swamp. He made mistakes in putting people in his administration that were from the swamp, that were deep state people. He didn't go after and looking to dismantle these various different agencies, which are just so embedded. And you can do it, but it's not, politically, it's not an easy thing to do, but it needs to be done. You can watch this right before our very eyes and just see how pathetic this is. I mean, you made the point that, for crying out loud, Peter Strzok is now a professor at Georgetown.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, no matter how crooked you are, no matter what happens to you, you still find a job. You still land on your feet. They say the cats have nine lives. No. People that are involved, and people call it the deep state. Well, before it was deep state, it was a watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil. Big business, politicians, mainstream media. They will get themselves a job. They'll get themselves a job in academia. They'll get you a job being a chancellor at a college. They'll get you a job at a hedge fund on Wall Street. It doesn't matter what. You're going to be safe if you're a part of that group. And these are the people that run the country.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is that we need a house cleaning. We know that. And it all starts with the Congress. The president doesn't make any laws. Let's be honest. It starts with the legislative branch of the government. And if we want to get rid of Nancy Pelosi, we're all complaining about her, what she's doing. I had some people last night. I gave a speech. And they were saying, well, you know, they're holding up the stimulus and this, that, and the other. And that's, we got to, Republicans are going to do this. Republicans don't control the Congress, the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi does it. She's the one calling the shots.
Listen, I understand that, but the president decides who he's going to hire. He's in charge. The executive branch of government is all of the agencies. It's the FCC. It's the SEC. It's all of these agencies are part of the executive branch of government. And if he wants to get rid of people, he can get rid of people. He didn't hire a lot of people. They were concerned about that. Didn't fill a lot of positions when he came in. But unfortunately, you take a look at the amount of people that he's had to fire over the past 4 years since he's been president. It's been extraordinary. He's made some really poor choices in his hiring decisions, and it most certainly has come back to haunt him. The FBI, I mean, look at Christopher Wray. He had this thing for a year now, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you didn't do a damn thing. And then yesterday they got this, interference press conference that they hold, which was a nothing burger yesterday. It was strange. It was like I was trying to divert attention from what, you know, the Biden thing is what they were trying to do.
That's how correct.
I saw that thing yesterday.
I didn't see this as anything.
It wasn't a big deal by any stretch of the imagination. It wasn't there. It was an attempt to distract people's attention. And again, you know, it should have been dealt with.
Yeah. By the way, the Democrats are going to boycott the Senate Judiciary Committee vote on Monday. No, none of them will be there. They do have enough Republican votes to get it to the floor of the Senate. And even if the Democrats boycott that, too, they have enough votes to pass it in the Senate. But unbelievable. Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer is at it again.
Yeah, I don't know if all the Democrats will fall in line with that. I'm not sure if that'll be the case. If the vote's there, I mean, what's the point in doing it in the first place? I mean, it just isn't, there isn't any point. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Now, obviously, finances and money and this, that, and the other, Google being sued, a major, major, major action coming down against them by the DOJ, and even our own state of Florida is one of the states that's involved in a suit, class action suit, against Google by themselves right now for censorship.
This one is that they're talking about right now is not so much, the lawsuit is not so much about censorship, the DOJ case, it's more about how they worked with Apple to secure their position.
Correct.
And every iPhone sold being the number one, you know, it's automatically the default search engine, and the amount of money that they make off that via advertising, and whether or not, you know, that was the right thing to do and anti-competitive practices. It's going to be a very difficult case for the Department of Justice to prove, because they're going to have to say, well, how did this hurt consumers? You got to also take a look at consumers in a different light, and I don't know if the Department of Justice has smart enough lawyers to actually present their case. I'm not kidding. I really highly doubt it.
Right.
In the sense that they have to present it as a sense that it's not so much consumers now, it's consumers in the future. If you establish a monopolistic position, then guess what? Then nobody can compete against you. And then future ID companies and future products are unable to develop, and then you end up with a system where you know, we don't get the type of innovation that we should have in this country. So, you know, that to me has always been important. As far as the censorship stuff is concerned, again, I've been saying this for a while. I don't think that they should censor anything. I'm not kidding. I think it's more of a public square type of a forum. You're going to be a public square, be a public square. You can't be responsible for idiots posting things. And if you're going to be responsible for people posting things, or you want to clean it up, how about getting rid of anonymity on these things? And people have to say who they are and prove who they are before they can get an account.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. By the way, unfortunately, more than 34 million U.S. adults live in households that find it very difficult to pay for their usual expenses. Food is getting to be a big problem right now, low-income and minority Americans, and they're really hurting. Do you think this coronavirus stimulus thing is going to come along at all?
Well, I think that people have lower income, those people, I think that that's, you know, more along the lines of unemployment, one would assume, correct?
Yeah, we got like eight more billion people or something, eight more million that are in the poverty level. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think without a doubt, I think people that are out of work, especially people working in the hospitality industry, should be provided some sort of extended unemployment, without a doubt. Sending $1,200 checks to everybody? No, I don't think that's a great idea at all.
All righty, we will talk to you tomorrow, and I'm sure you'll have a lot to say. And by the way, you can catch Chris a lot of times on Newsmax TV between 2 and 3 in the afternoon, and I will see you tomorrow morning on the Radio, sir. All right, Chris, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And like I say, usually in the afternoon, you can catch him several times a week on Newsmax TV from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.